New U.S. job numbers out today pushed the unemployment rate to a new pandemic-era low, just 3.6%. But beware, there is a red flag waving on the horizon that could mean trouble for the economy. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas warned that it sees signs of a housing bubble for the first time since the boom of the early 2000s. Enrique Martinez-Garcia is an economist at the Dallas Fed. Enrique, housing prices have been rising for years, and only now are you warning of a bubble. So what do you see out there that has you concerned?
The pandemic brought significant changes to the housing market. And it started with a significant mismatch between housing supply and housing demand. We had a period of time where fiscal stimulus, low interest rates, all of that contributed to make housing more affordable, to prop up demand at a time where bottlenecks in transportation, things like mobility restrictions and so on, were making it difficult for supply to catch up with demand. So early on, there seems to be a logical or a plausible fundamental-based explanation. And when we say fundamental, we mean the forces of demand and supply for the beginning of the house price appreciation. But as time has passed, in particular in 2021, the rate at which house prices have continued to appreciate has become firmer, more robust, and in some areas unprecedented by historical norms. So what we are really concerned about is that now it's investors coming into the market for fear of missing out on those gains that are driving expectations of future higher prices. And this self-fulfilling expectation is what economists often refer to as a bubble.
Yeah, a bubble. Or you also use the term exuberance, which means to me that it's people's emotions that are driving this housing market more than anything else.
Yeah, and that's one of the core reasons why prices can become so detached from fundamentals, because it's their optimism or pessimism about the market, their expectations about future gains, what drives more than the fundamentals of the market itself.
Anyone who lived through the housing crash of 2008, 2009 is breathing deeply when they hear you say the word bubble. So what's the potential danger here to the economy?
In the short term, while the boom lasts, it means that prices are rising way beyond what the market would be able to support. And that pushes out of the market people, low-income individuals, young couples that are trying to buy a house and start a family. But in the long run, eventually, these run-ups run their course and they end up with a correction, or sometimes even worse, a burst like the one that preceded the global financial crisis. And we are very concerned that if we are not aware of the potential risk now, we could end up in a situation where we have to regret such severe consequences in the future.
Do you think it could be that bad, as bad as 2008, 2009?
The good news is twofold. First, I think we learned quite a few of the lessons from the previous recession, and that means that we have a stronger banking and financial system now than 15 years ago. The balance sheets of households are healthier and stronger. There is no strong evidence that the house price run-up that we are seeing now is fueled from credit growth as it did last time. So all those things are good things. And we also have a lot more data and machinery to explore the data to give us some warning signals. In fact, the report that we produce is one of those outputs, right? So I think we are better prepared and we are more aware early on about the potential risks than last time. So I hope that means that we are also ready to prevent some of the worst scenarios that could unfold.
We're already seeing interest rates go up this year, and they're probably going to go up even further. Do you think there's some external policies or other things that could be put into place that would slow this down or lessen the blow if indeed the bubble does pop?
Right. That's a tough question, but I would argue that a lot of the actions will have to be local and will have to involve a big component of supply. One of the things that we see that has contributed over the past decade to increasing unaffordability in housing is the fact that supply has not got up in many parts of the country to what it was prior to the previous recession. So to the extent that we can help with, from the supply side, that can ease price pressures and hopefully avoid some of the worst things of a potential collapse. I'm saying this as someone that strongly believes that it's better to prevent as much as you can rather than have to clean up afterwards.
Enrique Martinez Garcia at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, the bank warning this week that it does see signs of a housing bubble ahead. Enrique, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.